Psalm 75. A Psalm of Asaph, a song. We give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks that your name is near. People relate your wondrous deeds. For I will receive the assembly, I myself will judge the upright. The earth and all its inhabitants are dissolving away. I am the one who fixed its pillars in place, Selah. I have said to the boasters, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not raise up your horn. Do not raise your horn high up, nor speak with a stiff neck. For exaltation does not come from the east or from the west, nor from the south, for God is the judge. One he brings low, another he elevates. For in the hand of the Lord is a cup with a fermented wine, a full mixture. On one side he pours it out, but all the wicked of the earth will drain and drink its sediment. And I will relate it age-abidingly, I will make psalm melody to the God of Jacob. And I will break off all the horns of the wicked, but the horns of the righteous man will be exalted. To the choirmaster in singing set to stringed music. Psalm 76, a psalm of Asaph, a song. God is known in Judah. His name is great in Israel. And in Salem is his booth, and his dwelling is in Zion. There he broke the bolts of the bow, the shield and the sword and the battle, Selah. You are more illustrious and excellent than the mountains with their prey. The stout-hearted have been spoiled. They have slumbered in their sleep. And none of their valiant men have found their grip. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both chariot and horse sink down stupefied. You yourself are fearsome, and who can stand before you from the moment of your anger? You have proclaimed judgment from heaven. The earth feared and was silent. When you rose up for judgment, O God, it was to save all the meek of the earth, Selah. For the fury of man will be to your praise when you suppress the remaining fury. Make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Let all who are round about him bring a gift to the fearsome one. He will cut the spirit of leaders off. He is fearsome to the kings of the earth. To the choirmaster on Jeduthun. Psalm 77, a psalm of Asaph. My voice is directed to God, and I cry out. My voice is directed to God, and he listens to me. On the day of my adversity, I sought the Lord. My hand was spread out at night, and it did not become weary. My inner being refused to be comforted. I remember God, but I am agitated. I commune, but my spirit faints. Selah. You have taken hold of my eyelids. I am disturbed and cannot speak. I have considered days of antiquity and years of ancient times. I remember my song at night. I commune with my heart, and my spirit searches matters. Will the Lord reject us throughout the ages and not take pleasure in us any more? Will his kindness come to a complete end? Has his communication, which was for generation after generation, ceased? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he shut off his mercies in anger? Selah. Then I said, this is me underrating the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will make mention of the works of the Lord, for I remember your wonder of ancient time. So I meditated on all your work, and I spoke of your deeds. O God, your way is to be found in the sanctuary. Who is a great God like God? You are the God who works wondrously. You have made your might known among the various peoples. By your arm you have redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. The waters see you, O God, the waters see you and swirl. The oceans rage as well. The clouds pour down water, the skies emit a noise, and your flashes fork off all around. There is the sound of your rolling thunder, lightning flashes illuminate the world. The earth rages and shakes. In the sea there is your way, and your paths are in great waters, but your tracks are not known. You have led your people, like sheep, through the intermediacy of Moses and Aaron.